This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. And it's good to know that we are on schedule. We are up to the right, correct place, okay? We're finishing up Simen Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph. We're finishing up Sif Aleph. The Rama said that not only if your heart could see your own erva, is it a problem, but also if your heart could see ervas chaveiro, it's a problem. What does that mean? Dahainu shein hefsik bein liboy le'ervas chaveiro. There's no interposition between your heart and the erva of your friend. Kegon shishneim shoichvim arumim. For example, they're both lying down unclothed, umiskasim betalis echad, and they're covered in one talis. And they're far from each other. So basically, two people lying in under a blanket, unclothed, and they're facing each other. The person himself, Reuven, has a hefsik between his heart and his erva. His heart is still directly opposite the erva of his friend. Or, for example, they're both in the water. Why? He has a garment under his heart. But he sees the erva of his friend that's not covered. So I don't understand this because... But his eyes see the erva of his friend. Isn't that a bigger problem? So Mishnah Berurah says, no, asur af she'in of chus l'mayim. Even though your eyes are out of the water, but your heart that's in the water could see the erva of your friend. So there are a few stipulations that are needed. You cannot be able to see someone else's erva. Your heart cannot see your erva. Your heart cannot see someone else's erva. And your erva cannot be uncovered. Seeing your own erva is da'iraisa. Your erva being uncovered is da'iraisa. Your heart seeing your erva is the rabbana. Sif beis. Okay. Haroichetz aroim b'mayim tzululim. One who is bathing, undressed in clear water. Veroitza lishtais. And he wants to drink. I don't know if he wants to drink the water he's bathing in, but he wants to drink. He wants to have a peach snapple. Yichase bebeged mimata lelibay. So, what are the different issues? Could he see his own erva? I mean, the water is clear. He could see his own erva. Even though we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's not considered seeing his erva because his erva is covered. Is his erva uncovered? I don't know. Is water considered a covering? So these are different issues we have to deal with. So the first thing is yichasa bebeged mimata liba. He should cover with a garment under his heart. Kedei shelo yehei libay roya esa erva kishe yivarech. So that his heart is not seeing the erva when he's making a bracha. Okay? So he puts a beged under his heart so that his heart doesn't see the erva. V'davka beveged. Only in a garment, avol biyadayim loy have a kisoy. With his hands, it's not considered a kisoy. Hagav uadin mechasa roishay biyadav loy mikri kisoy harosh. The same thing would be if he's covering his head with his hands; it's not considered a kisoy harosh. So here we have encountered two dinim. A hand is not considered a cover to get around the issue of liboy roya erva, and a hand is not considered a yarmulke. In other words, if your yarmulke blows off and you want to make a bracha, you can't put your hand on your head. Your hand is not considered a cover. V'ayin lekaman simen sadi aleph. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yichasa bebeged. You cover your heart with a garment. Perush dehamayim afal pishem sulim. The water, even though it's clear, Wow. We learned before that there's an issue that your erva cannot be uncovered. If your erva is in water, it's considered as if your erva is covered. Now, in that case, if my erva is covered, what about the fact that I can see the erva? Provided that you stick your head out of the water, and you're not looking at the erva, since the water is clear and you'll be able to see it. So there are three issues you got to deal with. Number one, giloy erva, being in the water takes care of that. Number two, looking at the erva, stick your head out of the water and don't look. But what about liboy roya sa erva? Why? I don't understand this. If the way you get around seeing your erva is sticking your head out of the water, then stick your heart out of the water also.
He's not standing. He's floating there.
He's what? He's floating. So I have a good idea. Pal, stand. I mean, that's not a very complicated procedure.
Ma'im shem b'hem soif.
Ma'im shem b'hem soif.
Steve.
So here's what I just, maybe you could say. That when it comes to seeing the erva, don't look. But you can tell your heart not to look. What are you going to say? Heart, close your eyes. You see, when it comes to looking, I'll look up. But if you're, even if you're, let's say your waist is above the water, in other words, let's say the water goes up to your waist, it's still libay roya erva because your heart is looking. You only have an eitzah of not looking with eyes. Maybe you don't have an eitzah of not looking with a lathe. I'm not sure. Al kain says, Mishrot tzach lechasas beveged mimata lili, but you have to put a garment below your heart, kadeshia hefsik bein liba l'erva, so that there's a separation between your heart and erva. V'adinam choytzeitz bebeged al liba. Likewise, if you interpose with a beged on your heart, gamkein mahani v'chanal b'sif aleph. Now, yeah, I think you have to say what I'm saying, that there's no. Putting your heart out of the water is not going to help. Sticking your head out, you have the ability of v'lo yistakel be'erva. But with a heart, maybe you don't have that ability. Okay? Write it down, someone. Okay, write down the chiddush. Siv katan ches, kishe yivarech. V'u adin sheikh haseroisha. You also have to cover your head. Shele yivarech begiloy haroish. Avo biyadayim. I'm surprised that they haven't invented yet. You know, you have the kosher toothbrush and the kosher brush and the kosher lamp. They should have like the kosher gartel, you know, for if you're in the water, or the kosher heart covering or the kosher head covering. This is, you get good business ideas here also. Okay. Aval biyadayim, but hands, bein mechasa ali, by whether you put your hand on your heart, or bein libay le'erva, im loisha mechabek, Bizrayoisav. Unless you hug with your arms. We're going to see in Siv Gimel that you could be mechabek gufay, meaning to go like this, it doesn't work. But to go like this, that's already, that works. Even though ain guf mechase guf, but it sounds like the bear hug, the personal self bear hug, that works. Why does that work? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein darkon shel bnei adam lechabek atzman kach." People don't usually do that. Yeah, that's true. People usually don't hug themselves, and there. So, in other words, a person would put their hand on their head. So, therefore, ein guf mechase guf, or their hand on their body, but not to hug oneself. Fine, that would work. The Mishnah Berurah continues.
Someone else's hand, that would be permitted. Fine. On the head is not called a kisei aguf. Achurim, if the water was okay, the mechaber continues. So now you're getting around giloy erva. You're getting around enoy roya esa erva. But what about liboy roya esa erva? Now that also you took care of. Your heart can see the erva. Motor likrois vahu besoichan vahu shalei hei reichan ra. It depends why the water is not clear. If the water is dirty, then and it smells bad, you can't say dvaram shabakdusha vim ein liboy betoy chamayim rak lamalam in amayim. Oh, so I was not right. If your heart is not in the water but above the water, after tzulim shari, then it's permitted. So that refutes what I said, right? In other words, here the Ramah says clearly that another way to get around libay roya eso erva is to have the heart above the water. The heart is always looking. Apparently that's not correct. The heart is not always looking.
Different rishus.
What?
It's a different rishus.
It's a different rishus. But it's a rishus that it could see because the water is clear.
But your head can't be looking at me.
The what?
No, because the eyes could see, so the eyes can't be looking that direction. But the heart that can't see is enough to be a different rishus.
Saying the heart doesn't really see. It's only, that's how we envision it, as if it is. So since it's in a different rishus, it works. Okay. Sounds good. By the way, is Rama arguing? In other words, l'chayr or not, but I'm just pointing out that the Mechaber didn't say this, right? The Mechaber said, yichase bebegim mata libay. Or the Mishnah Berurah said, on your heart. But the Mechaber never said this Eitza. This is the Ramah adding. By the way, where did the Ramah get it from? He made it up. Das Atzmai. This is the Chiddush of the Ramah. So, Pashto said he's not arguing on the Mechaber, but I'm not sure. By the way, thank you very much. The Pri Chadash argues on the Ramah. The Pri Chadash says that it doesn't help. Pri Chadash says it does not help to stick the lathe out of the erva. So I would humbly read the... I would say, of course, Adam Machzik B'Diburai, I would say we read the Mechaber correctly. The Mechaber holds that this doesn't work. And in fact, many Achreinim hold them. In other words, the Pri Chadash holds this doesn't work. Why didn't the Mechaber say it? Because the Mechaber doesn't hold of it. The Rama?
When by a house and it's by a window.
Yeah.
His head and his leave out of the window. Right? So we said there's a separate issue.
Did you have to stick your leave out of the window also?
No, we said there's a separate issue there of the Hughes Aru.
Right.
We said
Erba. Right. Okay, good. Lefika choyme vayis aram v'hoytzi roish chazgalah and shalir avasai. He did. Afalpi shechotzat bebeged ali by hareza lo yikra kim shavasa magula. No. I'm saying you're right. There he said the way you get around liba rosa erva is you cover the lave, right? So you're saying what if another way would be to stick your lave out of the window? Again, the problem is if you stick your head out of the window and your lave out of the window, in no time, your raglayim will be out of the window on the floor like Humpty Dumpty. So, you know, I'm not sure how practical that is. Okay, but I'm very excited. Look in the Ber Heitev. Ber Heitev says,
on Zion, that if it helps to stick your lev out of the water, Ayin berhete v'ayin pri chadash shecholik b'zev v'savar shemayim tzulim v'liboy roya aser. Look in the Berhetev. Maybe he's saying what Rabbi Yeager said. Mashma demistaka be'erva aser. You have to stick your head out of the water. Lefizet tzarch loymar dechmiru yoiser b'ri'as einayim mi'b'ri'as halev. Deve'inayim afilu heim lamala min hamayim imistaka be'erva aser likroyes av b'lev. Imhu lamala min hamayim afal pi shamayim tzum v'alev royes ha'erva. Kivin shumala min hamayim v'amayim asikim mutter likroyes. Okay, that's the sort of the reason why we thought it doesn't help to have the lev out of the water is the Berhetev's question. Why is it that if your eye is seeing the erva in the water, it's a problem, but if your heart is seeing the erva in the water, it's not a problem? So he says it must be we're more machmer by seeing. So Yeager says because the heart doesn't really see, it's just in the same rishus. Again, Pri Chadash says it does not work. What does the Mechaber hold? I think the Mechaber holds it doesn't work. Why doesn't the Rama say V'yesh Oimrim? Because the Mechaber didn't say explicitly. But, you know, Yesh Lado and what the Shita and the Mechaber is. Let's finish this up. Sivkatan Yud, Loi Mikri. Sivkatan Yud Aleph. Achurim, v'im heim tzlulim, if the water is clear, oichrim baraglav, you could dirty with your feet. V'davka bakarka shayich zeh. It's only if you're bathing in something that has ground, avaloi b'kheli, but not if it's you're bathing in a bathtub, she'im bay ofer v'tit, where there's no dust and there's no dirt. Ken kaza magen avram, avar zeroh simen kuf chavches kaza, filo baroiches es atzne begigis shayich zeh. Even if you're bathing in a barrel, there's maybe sediment that you could kick up. Reichan ra ayin lekaman sim peva mishaburusham. Rak lamala, da hamayim mikri hefsik bein liboy le'erva. The water is considered a hefsik between your heart and the erva. The Shari Tshuva says that the Birkei Yosef sides with the Ramah against the Pri Chadash. In other words, the water is a hefsik between your heart and the erva. But your heart could see the erva. That's what we ask. Vizar gamkin she'ein of you chutz l'mayim v'leistag b'erva chanal to lo'y odif me erva ba'ashosh is not better than erva in a glass ha'mavor b'simna ayin hei sif hei da'asar. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's hold it over here. See everybody tomorrow.
Recording stop.
Call
to. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.